This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, the director of Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Last week we talked about ways that church groups could get involved and help our programs and help victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And today we want to talk a little bit about volunteerism in general and how we depend on volunteers, and if people want to get involved, we're going to talk about some ways that they might do that. One of the things that we do in Mitchell County particularly is have volunteers to go through a training program and help us with our hotline. You know, we give a telephone number after each show here that people can call, and that number is available 24 hours a day, and somebody has to answer that. So we work with people and train them how to answer the telephones and be a resource and really be a lifeline to somebody in need.
Exactly. We have that same need, David, and it would be good. Most of the time, staff takes that hotline, that crisis line, home with them, and we also have somebody at the shelter 24/7. But sometimes staff needs a respite, so it would be great to have someone, if staff were sick or had to run out of town, to have somebody who could man that hotline for us.
And that's something you can do. The hotline from your own home. You don't necessarily have to go anywhere to answer the phone. We can forward calls to you.
And staff would be available if you had a major crisis. We could always, you know, staff with you and help out.
That's right. There's always backup support. Another way people can get involved is both counties have a thrift store, and it's a wonderful way if you love to shop and help people to shop. You can come and volunteer at our thrift shops, can't you?
You can, and our thrift store and shelter has a need also for a truck. So I'm always putting in a plug. If anybody has a free truck to donate to us, we're a private nonprofit. We'll give you a tax notice, a tax receipt, not a notice. But we do need help moving furniture to our thrift store or to our shelter for storage, and also when people move out of our shelter, we have that need.
That's right. Everybody who comes into our shelters eventually has to set up their own, usually it's an apartment or a rented house of some kind, and we, both counties will help them with furniture and clothing and all that kind of stuff, but we do need support from the community to help move these people, and so if you're willing to do that, have a strong back or a truck, well, we'd love to get you involved with our programs. Another way people can help is with helping to transport clients. Most of our clients, I don't say most, but a good many of them, don't have transportation or automobiles, and so they have to go to doctors, they have to go shopping, they have to do various things, and so transportation is a good way for people to get involved, isn't
That's true, David, because right now our shelter in Yancey County is full, and we have two, if not three, women, I think two, who are pregnant, and they're getting ready to have babies, and so they're running back and forth to doctors, and we have basically one van, and it can't go in two different directions at one time. So it would be very, very helpful if folks would be willing to be on a list. And we wouldn't hit you up all the time, but if we could rotate down through that list and call on folks to help with transportation from time to time.
So that's a wonderful way to get involved. Also, donations is a good way to support both organizations. And, of course, people think in terms of cash contributions, but donations to our thrift store are really help both organizations. I know in Mitchell County we have to have matching contributions in either cash or goods for all the grants that we get. So if you donate goods to our thrift store, then that's just as good as a cash donation.
Yes, yes. And think of us. I know we hate to think about writing bills, but think of us to leave us something in your will. Some people have, for other shelters, domestic violence programs, have left houses, they've left land, and that's a legacy you can leave behind to help future generations break the cycle of domestic violence.
And last week you had a very successful fundraising auction and whatnot.
We did, and we'd love to thank all of the artists and the merchants who donated, all the people who helped volunteer, and I know we hit you up yearly, and we do appreciate everything you do for us. And we will be sending thank you notes, but I wanted to get this thank you on the radio.
Well, that's great. And if you would like more information or how to volunteer, or if you'd like more information about our programs, and we'll give you our phone number in Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place. Our number is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, it's 682-0056.
I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.